With me to Lord's Day number 8. Lord's Day number 8. This is our subordinate doctrines, not God's Word, but we believe they summarize the main teachings of God's Word. And so we reflect on, well, part of why we recite the Apostles' Creed the way we do even today. Lord's Day number 8, please respond to the questions. How are these articles divided into three parts? That first is of God, the Father, and our creation. The second, of God, the Son, of our redemption. The third, of God, the Holy Spirit, and our sanctification. Since there is but one divine being, why do you speak of three persons, Son, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit? Because God has so revealed himself in his word that these three persons are the one true eternal God. Such short answers, but a long time is needed to explain it. Why we believe in the Trinity? Well, the Catechism simply says, because the Bible reveals it to us, which is absolutely true. Hebrews 1 begins in chapter 1 saying that God who spoke, who at various times and in various ways spoke in times past. And that's talking about all of the Old Testament through Moses, David, and the prophets. The Father, we see the Father in the beginning in Genesis 1 creating the heavens and the earth, who created the crown jewel man who was made in his image. We see the Father giving promise after promise that he will reconcile his people to himself, even after the fall. We see the Father on behalf of his people throughout the Old Testament, fighting on their behalf, conquering other nations as he shepherded them to the promised land. We see the Son foreshadowed throughout the Old Testament in the sacrifices that made the point that we needed to be cleansed from our sin. We see the Son foreshadowed in the prophecies throughout the Old Testament, one of which in Isaiah 53, 700 years before Christ was even born in Bethlehem, we see the suffering, the death, the resurrection, and the ascension all laid out there, promised this to us in the Old Testament scriptures. We see the Spirit foreshadowed in the beginning of creation, where it says that the Spirit of God hovered over the waters. We see the Spirit foreshadowed in passages like Isaiah 61, who anoints the Messiah to come, who will bring healing and freedom to those who are captive by their sin. You see, throughout the Old Testament, God spoke through Moses, David, and the prophets. But Hebrews 1 then says, but now, in the last days, God has spoken through his Son, the awaited Messiah, fully God, fully man, walking on this broken earth, filled with sin, to reveal and close the deal in accomplishing our redemption. We see the Trinity in his baptism, where Jesus was in the water, the Father speaking from heaven, and the Spirit of God descending like a dove. The church is sent out now to baptize in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. The apostles in the letters describe the work of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. The Father who planned it, the Son who accomplishes it, and the Holy Spirit who opens our eyes to see and behold what Christ has done for us. And finally, in Revelation, we see the enemies of God attempt to counterfeit the work of the triune Godhead by attacking the church with division, with heresy, with lies, attacking the church with violence and persecution. We know how it ends, don't we? It makes no difference. The church will stand and conquer all of our enemies by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. So yeah, the Trinity is slightly important to how we understand God and our salvation. Scripture warns us even that if we deny the Son, we deny also the Father. If we blaspheme the Holy Spirit, we will not be forgiven. Let us know our triune God because he has spoken and we have no excuse. Let's conclude our summary of Lord's Day 8 with that.